Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
When Jumanji hit theatres, people were very excited for a follow-up to the original Jumanji.
Oh, here we go. I know where you're going with this. I get it.
But listen up.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain that movie should be called Three Mungie,
mm-hmm.
and the new Jumanji should be called Four Mungie, Too Many Mungies.
Absolutely.
Quattro Mungie.
Fromagie.
Very good.
Mm. Now, all right, so I owe you somewhat of an apology.
I accept your full apology.
Not a full apology. It turns out you were partially right.
Why?
So the picture book Zathura,
yes,
is a sequel to the picture book Jumanji. But Zathura the movie is not a sequel to Jumanji.
Well,
There's no references.
I maintain that it's still in the same universe. I've got a list of clues which I'm going to throw out at the end of the video.
It's part of the board game cinematic universe, which also includes Battleship, I would imagine.
Sure.
What else?
Clue?
Yeah, Clue. Clue's in there. Here's the thing about Zathura.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have watched this if we weren't going to talk about it for Caravan of Garbage? No. However,
mm-hmm.
have I had a rich, like, entertaining experience with this movie that is a children's movie?
Yes.
Also no. But I respect it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I respect this movie.
And look, if you respect this video or not, we'd appreciate a like, wouldn't we? Up
yeah.
top. Up top.
Nice.
We didn't high five, we can't reach.
But we both simulated it. I with a snap, you clapped your own hand.
Correct. Because this is the film that kind of ushered Jon Favreau into big budget, like sci-fi, huge special effects. He'd done Elf, which is pretty special effects heavy for the
kind
of movie.
So he'd done Elf and
he'd done
Maid, obviously,
yep.
and mm-hmm. Swingers, which is money, as we know, baby.
So money, baby. Money, baby, yeah. And from there, like, he's one of the biggest working directors today, and especially in sci-fi. He's got a huge hand in The Mandalorian, like writing, directing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Iron Man, he kicked off the MCU. Obviously, Iron Man 2.
The Chef Show.
It's a great show.
Mm.
But I agree with
you. Sci-fi in that, you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's Chef.
Oh.
And Matt, those two men zipping around the country at warp speed in their little van.
It seems implausible.
It does,
the amount
it?
Of fun that they're having and I'm having.
That's right.
That's why it seems like a fantasy to me.
That's right.
Yeah. I agree with you, though, because there is something
missing
from this movie.
Yes.
All the parts are good,
mm.
but there's something about it coming together, which I kind of understand why. It's not like a cult classic, I guess.
And I don't think it's a casting thing. Like, Jumanji had obviously Robin Williams
mm-hmm.
and some kids, I guess.
And the guy who played Cabri in Richie Rich.
Exactly. Yeah, it had all those things, which is great. And I thought initially, well, this doesn't have that, so it's not going to be. But this has Tim Robbins, I think, giving a great dad performance.
I agree. It's got Dax Shepard,
yep.
Josh Hutcherson, who was a kid at the time, and now he's a man at this time.
Incredible.
Kristen Stewart. It's a big and good cast.
Dax Shepard. Did you say Dax Shepard already?
I did. Frank Oz is the voice of the robot. What else do you want? He voiced Yoda and this robot.
Right.
And Kermit. And he's also in Knives Out, live action.
But it doesn't have, like, the rollicking roller coaster adventure, I don't think, of Jumanji. It's just some stuff happens in a room.
Yes.
And then it stops happening.
And I think that's the problem with it, because this is a bottle episode movie.
It really is,
It takes place in the one spot, for those people who don't know what that means. Because if you look at the original Jumanji and Tumanji / Three Mungie, whatever you prefer to call it, I prefer to call it Three Mungie.
I call it Tre Fromagie, my favourite kind of pizza.
But those are big sprawling adventures. Even the 95 one, they go out of the house and there's hints at this bigger jungle and the jungle creeps in. But this...
Well, this is wild because this movie takes place out in the depths of outer space.
Yeah.
They could go anywhere, but really it's still just...
It feels a bit empty.
It feels empty. And that's the thing. Like, the idea behind a bottle episode usually on television is that the budget ran out.
Yes.
And so they couldn't build an expansive set or whatever, so they just have to be stuck in a lift.
Yeah, sure.
But in this, there's money and there's...
Yeah.
So why kind of reduce yourself to that?
Mm. Well, I think
John Favreau.
John Favreau, yeah.
Director of some of our favourite movies. Altogether lovable director and slash character actor.
So this had a budget of $65 million, which is about equivalent to the original Jumanji. But of course, it was 10 years later, so that doesn't get you as far.
Mm.
And I really like the aesthetic of the board game, that kind of 1950s tin robot kind
of
wind-up toy feel of it. I think that's great. I think the robot they actually bring in looks good. The special effects on the whole, a lot of it's very practical and it looks great.
Yeah, I think like, you know, there's scenes where they're like firing harpoons in a wall and pulling the bits of the wall out. That's all real. I think mostly the robot is real.
I can tell you about it. The robot is a guy in a suit with no arms and human legs, and they CGI out the legs and add the arms.
Oh.
So he's really running around and kind of crashing into things. Also, the Zorgons, the aliens in this that show up, they're like crocodile men.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like those alligator people from Rick and Morty. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah. They've got guys kind of sticking out the top of them, and they CGI them out.
Oh, they CGI their heads off.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned the wall harpoon. They really did that. I mean, there is green screen in this, obviously, when they open the door and they see space.
You say that it actually propel a house into outer space.
There's even things like there's a lot of model ships and there's a model house, I believe, in this. And Jon Favreau's brought a lot of that to The Mandalorian because there are models used in The Mandalorian for the ships and props and things like that. A lot of that is more practical than you might initially think.
Mm.
Yeah. Baby Yoda. Now I can say Baby Yoda and I'll put it in the description and it'll get still get more hits, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
it'll be like
we said Rick and Morty earlier as well, so you can put that in the tags, I reckon. What else can we put in the tags? TikTok, is that still popular?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that I like about this movie is the way that the house is destroyed over time. So what they did, they filmed the start and the end at the very start, and then they just chipped away at this house.
Oh, because obviously, you know, because this is a magical board game movie, obviously the house is propelled into space and then it's destroyed by fire and crocodile men and robots and et cetera.
Yes.
And at the end, reality snaps back and everything's fine again, which, again, that's kind of...
That's a Jumanji situation.
Yes, exactly.
No matter the Jumanji.
A Jumanjuation, obviously, yeah. Yes.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I have Jumanji / Zathura questions about this universe.
Right.
If you could answer these, if people in the comments could answer these, we'd really appreciate it.
Mm. Can I give dumb answers that don't really answer anything?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, what else are you here for?
Nothing.
So it's magic, right? Like it's magic.
Well, we never get the origin of
an enchantment or a curse.
Because I looked into it.
We did a deep dive.
We did a deep dive in the Googles with the thing. I mean, you know, we did some incredible detective work looking at the Wikipedia pages for both the movies and the books.
Correct.
In the books, the characters from Jumanji, they give away the board game and then some kids later find it.
Yes.
And they don't want to play Jumanji, but instead they open like, they move the stack of games and they find another game called Zathura.
Mm.
But it's never really revealed who invented these games.
I think it's Satan?
It was Satan.
Might have been Satan.
It was Satan.
I think it's the same guy who invented the mask from The Mask. It
feels Satan.
Like that guy. Yes, Satan.
No, that was Loki. Just to be clear, it was Loki.
It was, yeah.
But not Marvel's Loki.
No.
Marvel's Loki, Tom Hiddleston. Put it in the tags.
I'll put it in the thumbnail.
Put it in the thumbnail.
So the thing is, none of this is real. Right? It's like you can be trapped.
I wonder about
that. It's the same thing with Jumanji, and it's the same thing with Tumanji, and the same thing with Zathura. You can technically be trapped in this for decades.
Yes.
But when the game eventually wraps up, you will be freed. It happened to Nick Jonas / Colin Hanks.
That is true.
It happened to Robin Williams. It happens to Dax Shepard, sort of. Because he's in there for like 15
side note,
years.
Spoiler alert for the movie Zathura that came out in 2005, I think. There is a subplot where Kristen Stewart's character falls in love with an astronaut that emerges from space, but it turns out it's actually her little brother.
Yes.
So that's cool.
It's hot stuff.
It's hot stuff. This is ahead of its time, this movie.
Yeah. I guess it's not a real universe in the sense that in the Jumanji universe, or the later ones, they're like video game characters where they've got a tiny bit of depth. And they've got kind of plot points that they recycle and talking points, like the Murray character from Flight of the Conchords who turns up in it. And I'm assuming it's the same for like the Zorgons and everybody else. But the place that they visit Saurus 3. And I looked it up whether this was a real like sun or star or planet or whatever. It's not. So presumably like Jumanji is a fake jungle. This is a fake space.
So Satan's inventing his own cosmology. That's incredible.
I guess it is. The other thing is...
Did you check the Bible for Saurus 3? Maybe it's in there.
I should have. Yeah. I think also there are no consequences for these universes other than psychological damage, right?
Absolutely. Because what happens is you get psychologically scarred by fire and crocodile men and poison spiders or whatever in Jumanji.
Yeah.
And then eventually you just go through the game and everything.
Maybe for decades.
Maybe for decades, that's true. But you're right. I mean, all you really have to do is just keep playing.
Yes.
Just push through the psychological torture and just keep taking your turn and eventually you will win.
The other thing is,
yes,
this thing is technically, it's a fucking time machine. So you could get somebody you know trapped in the game.
Deliberately. Okay.
Live 20 years.
Yes.
Find out everything that's going to happen. Stock market. You could invent a shoe, which is what happens in the first Jumanji.
Right.
You could do any and all things. Get that person out. Finish the game. Reverse time 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you'd have knowledge of the future.
Yeah, right. Stock
the
market.
Devil made this.
The devil absolutely made this.
But also,
get yourself a sports almanac.
There are no consequences to that, though. Because you finish the game, I morally, I guess. But like, if you don't care, you can do whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're the vassal of Satan. Of course you don't care.
Okay, here's the thing.
What do you think Colin Hanks had locked up in his noggin for all that time? Mate. You know what I mean?
Well, he was strapped in like weird jungle knowledge.
I think all he really learned was like the various chart positions of various metal bands throughout the year.
Because
that's all he cared about, really.
Oh, you're not wrong. I feel like, though, one thing this does capture really well, brothers hating on each other, beating up each other, provoking each other till they beat each other up. This is my childhood, essentially.
Well, I never had any brothers, so...
I had too many brothers. Mm-hmm. I still do.
Okay, of your two brothers, which one would you rather trap inside a board game forever?
The one that you do like, so you'd have to still spend time with the other that you don't like.
You son of a bitch.
That's right.
You're so many moves ahead.
You know I am.
We've trapped you in a board game before, haven't we?
You know what I think is missing from this? And this isn't a slight on the actor Dax Shepard himself, who I find quite charming and delightful.
Is it a villain?
A villain, yeah, absolutely.
A compelling villain.
A compelling villain,
like maybe
a
leader of the Crocodile Men.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point because the Jumanji movies have villains.
Mm.
You know, they're like 2D caricatures. One is the guy from Titanic / Cabri from Richie Rich with a big blunderbuss.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Dax Shepard is not Robin Williams. And I think that's what's also kind of missing from this movie because he kind of comes back and he's charming and handsome and Zach Braff-esque, I guess.
Right, yeah, okay.
But there is something about him that's not cool guy, space adventurer, like Star-Lord kind of energy. You know what
like
I mean?
Like a Nathan Fillion.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
What I think here is, though, maybe they got Dax Shepard because he can go big. Mm. Like if they need him to go big and silly, but I think then maybe they were like, don't risk it. Let's have him just be regular space guy.
What if they got Harrison Ford at whatever age he was at the
time? Yeah.
Just grizzled Harrison Ford floating in and being like, oh my God, I've been trapped in space for 50. I can't. Oh my God, no. Why did I agree to another space movie?
That sounds incredible,
Don't you think that would be, like, incredible?
That'd be something for the adults, at least.
Sure.
Because, like I said, I didn't really feel like... I imagine this was thrilling for kids, or was it? I don't know.
Yes.
It's hard for me to say. I don't know. Sometimes I get a handle on that. I'm like, well, I didn't like it, but kids probably were, like, thrilled by this. But were kids like, why are we still in the living room of this house?
Yeah.
Even though we're in space.
Yeah, good question.
I don't know.
Mm, great question. Here's the part where I'm going to try and convince you that this movie is linked to Jumanji, Jumanji Tumanji, okay. Three Manji, mm-hmm. all the Manjis.
Yep.
Okay. First of all, it's a magical board game.
Yep.
Probably created by a demon or the devil, as we've talked about.
Yes. Yep.
The studio marketed it as being set in the same fictional universe, and it also is thematically similar to the other movies. You know, it's about family and whatever and whatnot.
What's the ultimate lesson we learn from
family?
Family is important, right? Don't hit your brother or
don't
whatever.
Turn into a monkey. That was in one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't in this one as much.
Don't remember your weaknesses. That was too mangy.
Yes.
Like, don't poison yourself if you're very vulnerable to poisons.
Correct.
Good advice. Take that one with you.
I agree.
Put that in your pocket for later.
But if you look at the trailer, it's like, from the world of Jumanji or whatever, something like that. Same studio also.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You mentioned this, but the book is a sequel to Jumanji, and that counts for something, does it not? In what universe is there a sequel to a book which they then make into a movie, but the sequel to the movie, which is based on the book, is not a sequel to the movie?
Oh, Jumanji and Zathura.
Okay, so that's the only example.
Gotcha, okay. You son of a bitch.
This is something that I wrote down.
Yes.
But I can't remember it actually happening. This is from IMDb trivia, so you know.
Oh, yeah, cool. Anybody can edit that.
As Danny
Except us. I think we're the only people on Earth who are not allowed to edit.
As Danny's ship reaches the final space on the board game and the large Z starts spinning, Some people say Zed. He's heard shouting Zathura, which again, when Jumanji ends, you yell say Jumanji. Yeah. Though, Ben, can you edit that in if that happens? Because I can't remember whether it does.
But I mean, that's also what you say when you finish Yahtzee. Is that? Is that?
It just could be a board game thing.
I think so.
So you're telling me none of these things that I've mentioned to you has convinced you that this is full sequel, or at least same universe, spin-off. Will you say spin-off?
I think we're going to have to wait for 3 Margie. Maybe there'll be a Sly Zathura reference in 3 Margie. Or maybe just Colin Hanks going, these are the same. They're the same. They're from the same board game company. The devil runs it. Been doing some research.
The game's the same as well. Like, get to the end, it's over. It's the same. It's the same.
Yeah, but all board games are the same. Yeah, every board game is get to the end, yeah, and then it's over. Except for Monopoly.
Which you flip.
Which never ends. Yeah, you flip in anger. And somebody leaps the table on somebody else.
Look, I would say, though, that if you like the Jumanji films, in particular the first one, if you like Small Soldiers, Hook, The Mask, I guess. I don't like The Mask. I don't
Excuse
like it.
Excuse me?
We'll get to it another day.
But what have you been smoking? James.
That's us high-fiving each other.
So many times.
Over the table.
We've done it again.
But I think it's not without its charm. It's just not great.
I think you can live your life without watching this one.
Yeah, fair point. I can understand that. I do have this, though. Mm-hmm. Here's a bit of trivia. I've saved it for the end. Jonah Bobo, who plays the little brother.
Oh, yep.
Right. He lost 4 teeth during filming, so the filmmakers made him fake teeth. How did he lose them? John Favreau punched him out of his head.
Put that in the bloody tags, you know what I mean?
He's great with kids. The Chef movie, remember?
Yeah, I remember Chef. Yeah.
Jungle Book, he's great with kids. Mm-hmm. Presumably they fell out because, you know, that's what happens to kids. But I like to think that he had a horrible onset accident.
I like to think that they got replaced with wooden teeth. Mm. Like a president.
Like a president.
Very presidential teeth.
Apparently that's a myth.
Oh, spread by Satan, probably.
Probably, yeah. Anyways, I'm curious to what people think of the movie Zathura, and is it definitively linked to the Jumanji series? I say yes, Mason says. Yeah.
That shrug emoji?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
Also, this is Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. Yes, we've taken a break from Star Wars, but we'll be back for more Star Wars next week. Here's a little hint on what that's going to be. It's Dark Empire for the people who listen to the audio version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excited for Dark Empire, Mason?
Whatever it is, I love it.
The Emperor's a clone.
I like that. Young and sexy?
Somewhat.
Very nice.
You see his junk.
Squeeze me.
We'll save it for next week.
All right. Mm.
Also, we have videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. If you do have a recommendation for Caravan of Garbage, we're open to it, aren't we? We're open to all things.
Mostly.
Comic book, movie, video game.
Board game? What if we played a board game for real?
How would we even? And why would we even? I think more to the point.
I think we should assemble the board game Mousetrap in an entirely audio format. Just a series of clicks and then for 20 minutes and then you just hear oh, it didn't work. End of podcast.
We did not trap mouse. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We've probably got an episode coming up on Jumanji. The new one. I don't know. When does it even come out in Australia? I think it's like after Christmas. Who gives a shit? I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Have a great one time.
Have a great one time.
Just one time, if you can manage it.
See how the other half live, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.